Manny with a play fake, looks left, bounces around, throws a deep ball. He wants DT. Thomas is there, and Denver's got a touchdown. Manny, quick throw left side. Decker, touchdown, Denver. Five-man pressure. Peyton pumps and floats one to the end zone. He wants Decker. Decker's there and makes a great catch. Touchdown, Denver. And Denver increases their lead to 29-13, and that is Peyton Manning's 50th. Touchdown pass, six-man pressure. Peyton throws, home run. He's got Julius Thomas there. Thomas with the touchdown, and there's the record. Peyton Manning's 51st touchdown pass of the year, and a beauty to Julius Thomas. Move over Tom Brady. That chair belongs to Peyton Manning this year.
Peyton Manning and the Broncos make history in Houston during Week 16. Broncos wrap up the AFC West for a third consecutive season. And Peyton Manning goes down in the books as the single season passing touchdown record holder. We will get to all that coming up here on Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks, in just a moment. But first now, joined by John Elway, want to get to the news that came out this morning here on Monday. Von Miller no longer will be available out for the season, John, with an ACL. It's kind of the worst fears confirmed today. Did you see this coming yesterday, maybe after the game when you talked to Von, and the impact of not having Von Miller on the field for the rest of the season?
Well, it's definitely going to be a blow, but I think that we've done a good job of handling adversity throughout the year. This is another bump in the road for us. Obviously, Von is a big part of that defense, but I think that we were able to win six games when he wasn't available, and so we'll have to pick it up for him. I feel bad for Von because Von has done a lot of work to get back to where he is, and was starting to hit his stride, late in the year. But, unfortunately, when you have those type of injuries, you can't control those. And so it wasn't anything that was a late hit. It wasn't even really a hit. It was just sometimes you tear those ACLs, it's unfortunate, the fact of where you step and when you get hit at the same time. And that was kind of really what happened to Von. So I think it was just only the ACL, so should make for a quick recovery.
Back when Von was suspended, you were talking about the Broncos providing a support system and being there for him as he was coming back. I sense the same goes for this as he rehabs and as he tries to hang in after what's been a difficult year.
Yeah, but we do that for all our players that have been hurt. I think that's one of the key things because of the disappointment that goes along with a season-ending injury. And we've had several this year. And so, we'll do the same with Von that we've done with all the players. And obviously that support is important because of the disappointment that that he's going to go through not being able to play the rest of the year.
The fact that you do have one more game on the regular season schedule and then the playoffs start, it's been next man up with this defense all season. And you touched on the fact that you were able to win games without Von, who was so productive last year statistics-wise. But in terms of filling the role, filling that gap, and putting pressure on an opposing quarterback in the playoffs, which is so important, will this be a group effort? Who do you think steps in? How does the defense get ready for life without Von when it turns into a win-and-go-home scenario?
Well, we've had, several guys step up. Sean Phillips has really had a tremendous year for us and really has done a great job of stepping up. And when Von wasn't there, Robert Ayers, we're going to have to ask more of him. And Jeremy Mincy, that we picked up last week, came in and played a lot for us yesterday. We'll ask more for him. And also some of the things we do defensively did try to create some pressure. But, we know what it is, and we're where we sit. So, like you said, we do have one game left against the Raiders next week in Oakland. Hopefully we can finish the season strong there, wrap up that number one seed, and then we'll go from there. But I think, again, as we talked about, we're going to keep that picture small, and that is this week with the Raiders coming up. We played the Chargers tough yesterday, so we're going to have our hands full there.
Yeah, Texans, it's okay. Everyone's still here back. Holiday week getting ready again. That news, Von Miller out for the season with a torn ACL. We'll go back to what happened in Houston yesterday after this short break. You're listening to the Elway Access podcast on DenverBroncos.com.
Broncos win! I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy! I redeemed the flex points I earned with my Flex Perks travel rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 flex points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly! You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. Bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there!
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks travel rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11/26/13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Grimes off the right side, hit by Terrence Knighton, who has had himself a heck of a game. Gain of one, and that's going to be the final play of the game. So Peyton Manning, a record-setting performance today. Four touchdown passes. He's thrown 51 on the season. That's the all-time mark in NFL history for the most touchdown passes in a single season. And the Broncos beat the Texans 37-13.
Going into the game, everyone knew it was going to be 3 to tie and 4 to break the single-season touchdown passing record. Peyton Manning did just that against the Texans. It really was something to be a part of. History being made, and talk about clinching the division and a first-round bye in style. You get to do it watching history. Going into the game, did you have any sense this could be the week? And where were you when he threw that 51st, John?
You know, I was down on the sideline, so it was fun to be down there and get there late in the game, so it was fun to be down there. To be dead honest with you, I hadn't really thought about that. I was more concerned of what that final score was, and I knew that eventually that Peyton was gonna get that. And I think that, especially because it was a tough football game into that fourth quarter, and then we were able to break it open there and then got some momentum, and Peyton went to work. But, I'm thrilled for Peyton. He's a guy that's put in so much work the last 2 years to come back from those neck injuries and has been a great example for all the guys on our football team. Plus, it's a true credit to our offense and the offensive line and protecting Peyton. To have four guys with 10-plus touchdown passes where you can spread it around, takes the pressure off. And that's where Peyton's done such a tremendous job of when they take somebody away, getting it to the next guy. And so to be able to have that many weapons has enabled him to spread it around. They've all done a tremendous job, the receivers, running backs. And so I'm proud for Peyton and happy for Peyton, but I'm proud of that whole offense and the fact that, we go into this week, have a chance with 18 points to break the Broncos' single-season scoring record, and then 28 points, we can get over 600 points, which is also an NFL record. So those are really the goals, hopefully going in this week, that with a win and getting those numbers, that this is an offense that will go down in the history of the NFL as one of the best of all time.
Yeah, Peyton said in the locker room after the game, after Coach Fox gave him the game ball, look, guys, this is a group effort, and the best thing he heard was the fact that they clinched the division and have that first-round bye. But put into perspective the fact that he did this at his age, at this point in his career, after all the offenses he played with and the guys that played around him in Indianapolis, to do it here at this phase of his career, I mean,
it really is amazing. And I think that, as you said, that credit, goes to that whole offense, but also the persistence that Peyton had when he hurt that neck and wanted to come back. And as I've said so many times, we're getting a Hall of Famer with a chip on his shoulder, and I think he proved it this year. And so, true credit that offense, really, and also that offensive staff, the coaching staff. Adam Gase in his first year has really done a tremendous job, and as well as the whole offensive staff. So something to be very proud of. Hopefully we can continue this with a win and get to the ultimate goal, which is to win a world championship. But where we sit right now, the accomplishments of what this team has done so far has been tremendous.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun for fans. It's been fun for the NFL, and it's been fun to be a part of. Still one game to go out in Oakland. Broncos looking ready to wrap up 2013. We'll talk about that next on the LA Access podcast presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.
Broncos win! I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy! I redeemed the Flex Points I earned with my Flex Perks Travel Rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 Flex Points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly! You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. Bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there!
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks Travel Rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11/26/13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Broncos will close out the season with back-to-back roadies at Oakland, Week 17 afternoon kick. Then they'll get to sit back and wait to see who they'll play in the playoffs. But you go out to Oakland, you want to finish what you can against the division, John. Dennis Allen there in Oakland, he'll want to win out and go into the offseason with, you know, a good feeling there after the season that they've had. But in terms of playing your best football going into the playoffs, things that this team can work on, you can still approach this game like there is a ton on the line. And with the Patriots game being pushed to the afternoon, that carrot that is out there right now is still the number one overall seed.
No question. And so I think that, and you know, and really, and even beyond that number one seed, really going into the playoffs, now that we know what we're going to have that first round bye, you know, hopefully we can play all these games. We want, you know, we want the number one seed. But the bottom line is it's not who we're playing right now, it's how we're playing. And that's why for us it's important to go to Oakland and continue the way we're playing. Yesterday was, defensively we probably played as well as we had in a long time. And so that was, a step in the right direction. And offensively, we got off to a slow start, especially in the third quarter. I think we had two or three and outs in a row. We eventually got it going, but, it still wasn't our best football. So, that this week we'll be, working on, again, improving and getting to where we're playing our best football so we can play that against the Raiders and then know when we go in that first round, whoever we may be playing, that if, as long as we go play where, the way we're capable of playing, then we got a real chance to win.
Yeah, those of us down here waiting for the schedule to come out for the rest of the week, Broncos will have Tuesday off and then practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It is the holiday season. You have holiday plans ready yet, John? You know what you're doing with the family?
You know, I'm going to be here, so I'm looking forward to it. It's a chance I get to, my kids are spread out all over, so they'll all be in town and get a chance to spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with them, so I'm looking forward to that.
Good. Yeah, hopefully players have a chance to do that as well. We'll see when the schedule comes out later. Either way, as the Broncos get ready for Week 17, we'll have everything for you here on DenverBroncos.com throughout the week. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much for joining us for the Elway Access podcast presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. And as I said, plenty of content all week long, and have a very happy holiday week.